Cardinal Koch, you were presenting a book of reflections about the work of Pope Benedict. Why did you choose the title The Mystery of the Mustard Seed?
Because this image of the Bible, of the Holy Spirit, Scripture, is an image that the Holy Father uses always. And this will indicate it that all who is important in the world and in the church began very small. And the Holy Father has interpreted this image that the church is always in between Holy Friday and Easter. And this between Holy Friday and Easter will be indicated by this image.
It's particularly appropriate for a pope, for a man who was born himself on Holy Saturday, isn't it?
It's clear that the Holy Father interprets his life always in the light of Easter, because he is born and baptized on the Saturday before Easter. He is the middle between Holy Friday and Easter.
We're marking the 7th anniversary of his pontificate, as well as his 85th birthday. If you could summarise, perhaps, if you could say what you think are his most significant contributions to your work here of ecumenism over these past 7 years.
I think what the Holy Father had said in Erfurt, in the meeting with the Evangelical Church in Germany, is very important for his vision of the ecumenism, that the question of God is the most important issue today in our society, and is very important that all the churches and communities will make testimony of the presence of God in this world. And the second shift is the Christocentric view of the faith, the Christian faith. And I think when we can concentrate all our power and our testimony of the risen Lord, we can give human testimony of our faith. And this is the deepest fundament of the ecumenism.
This pope is also very concerned about trying to bring the Society of St. Pius X back into the church again, a society, of course, which is not known for being in favour of ecumenism in any way. Is this a concern for you at the moment?
No, I think that the Holy Father will deepen the roots, the Christian roots of our society today, because our society is very secularized. And they don't know the religious Christian roots of our history, of our society, and it's very important to mention it. I don't know the answer of the Lefebvrean society, of the Lefebvrean community. I hope that they can accept the Second Vatican Council, because I don't see why we can be Catholic without reception of a council.